And Dr. Margaret Harris of the World Health Organization joins us. Dr. Harris, good morning.
Good morning, Mary.
And I know you heard much of what Dr. Colm Henry said there, setting out the gravity of the situation facing our health system at the moment. We know we have an over 60% penetration now of this UK-identified variant. What is the up-to-date WHO advice and information on both the UK-identified variant and those identified in South Africa and Brazil, and how they change the complexity of this virus?
The important thing about these variants and the others that we are now identifying around the world is so far we have not seen that they cause more severe disease, but they do indeed seem to be more able to transmit themselves effectively. Now, remember, this virus has always been pretty good at transmitting itself, especially when we gather closely together in closed settings with poor ventilation. And so giving it an added advantage means that we have to then be even more stringent about not doing those things, even more stringent about the mask wearing, the hand washing, the distancing, and we also have to be very, very good at tracking where the virus is transmitting.
But do we need to be even more stringent? And we've talked to GPs around the country today about the impact of travel. Do we need to be more stringent about travel? Does the EU need to stop talking about what they might do and start acting?
Well, certainly we have put out a very comprehensive travel guidance before Christmas, understanding that this is a huge issue. And what each country has to do is to do a full risk assessment, really look at what's going on in their community right now. And I heard, you know, just in the previous interview, exactly, you've got intense widespread community transmission. So you don't want to be either bringing more in because your system at the moment is absolutely stretched. So you do an assessment about and look for means of not bringing more transmission in. And other countries may not be comfortable about people leaving Ireland and potentially bringing virus with them to the other countries.
Is it clear that if you, and we've had a system in place that if you have a PCR test, a negative PCR test, within 72 hours of travel, that it's okay to travel and obviously maintain the regulations once you arrive? Is that supported by the WHO?
So the problem with that thinking, and a lot of countries are doing that so that to at least try to assess the position, but the problem with that is you can have your negative PCR, walk out, you know, out of the testing centre, go into a pub and get infected, you know, that, or go home and meet somebody who's already infected without even knowing it. So, and unless you really were constantly testing, or you wouldn't know whether somebody has the virus unless you're actually testing them at the point of getting on the aeroplane. And even on the after they get off the aeroplane, you might want to be testing. So that isn't your only thing. What we say is do a lot of things. So do the following up. The particularly important thing is to follow up people if they do travel and they come into your country, ensure that you can find them, you know where they are. Many countries are asking people to self-isolate for a period of time. If you don't do that, at least monitor them fully to ensure that you know whether or not they do have the virus, and if they do, ensure that they are isolated from everyone else so that they don't transmit it further.
And to those who say the vaccine, once I receive the vaccine, that will give me a license to roam, that will give me back the life I had before we ever heard of COVID-19. What do you say to them?
So the vaccine will protect you from disease. That's what we know. We know that at the moment, the vaccines that are being rolled out will prevent, in most cases, severe disease. We don't know whether it will prevent you from contracting the virus and being able to transmit it to someone else. So, in other words, the measures need to continue. We will know more about whether or not the vaccine protects from transmission as we follow all the people who've been vaccinated and as we track all the data. That will give us that information, but we don't have that information now.
We're in our third lockdown now in this country, the UK also in lockdown, and you know, the indications are that these lockdowns are going to continue into February and March and possibly longer. We spoke to one expert earlier who talked about, and you'd be familiar with the Australia system, the New Zealand system, the in Victoria aiming for a zero COVID model. Is that a model that the WHO would advocate? Because lockdowns are not working. Once you lift, the virus takes off again.
So indeed, there are some countries who've been able to suppress their community transmission. And remember, those countries had community transmission. They have been able to suppress it to the point where they can start looking at strategies to bring it to that zero level. We're expecting that may well be difficult for many countries, but you do want to bring down your transmission to a level where if you can find out where the virus is exactly. Once you've got the level of transmission you've got at the moment, it becomes almost impossible to track it everywhere, to identify it everywhere, and your best way of stopping it and stopping it from causing the havoc it's causing now is to be able to really track it, so that you isolate the sick from the healthy and they give the virus nowhere to go.
Dr. Margaret Harris of the World Health Organization, thank you very much for joining us. It's coming up to 29 minutes past 8.